The government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, has won international praise for signing ceasefire deals with all of the country's ethnic insurgent groups, except one. Fighting between the army and ethnic Kachin rebels has escalated in recent days. That has some observers questioning whether the new civilian government is in full control of the military and whether its commitment to national reconciliation is real. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Yangon.
The Kachin Independence Army, or KIA, claims that over the weekend, government troops bombarded Liza, the city in northeastern Kachin State where they're headquartered. The government's chief negotiator with the rebels is former Major General U Aung Min. He claims the shelling was not aimed at Liza, but at relieving a nearby army outpost that the rebels had cut off and ringed with barbed wire.
The military requested KIA to remove the barbed wires so that they could move in and then deliver the food. But the KIA refused to remove them. So the shelling was mainly directed at those barbed wires to make the supply of food ration possible.
U Aung Min repeats his government's pledges not to attack the KIA or capture Liza. Last week, the government at first denied launching air assaults at the KIA. It later admitted them, but said they were just warding off attacks on their supply lines. U Aung Min says he's ready to resume peace talks with the KIA anytime. But the Kachin want assurances that a ceasefire will lead to real autonomy and more revenue from local resources. Minzaw U, director of ceasefire negotiations and implementation at the Myanmar Peace Center, says the Kachin leaders don't want to be seen as selling out to a military regime that brutalized them for decades.
The Kachin leader has to play a very delicate role, even if they are trying to come back to the table. They have to balance between some of their followers who see the fighting as the only means.
But U Aung Min insists that the current administration is different from the military junta that preceded it. And when President Thein Sein orders the army not to attack the rebels, he says, the army will obey.
Our country now has a new political system. Under this system, the president is the chief executive and the most powerful government officer in the country. And the commander-in-chief will have to follow his order.
Lashi Labiak Kontwe is an activist with the Kachin Peace Network. She notes that it was this very administration that broke a 17-year-old ceasefire with the Kachin in 2011. She says that's why few Kachin are convinced that the former generals have done much more than exchange their uniforms for business suits.
Because, you know, everybody knows that they are just changing their clothes and they are not actually changing. So we all are hoping that there will be a real change.
For now, she's just worried about the tens of thousands of Kachin refugees huddled in camps. They're without adequate food or shelter, she says, and when bombs fall, they have nowhere to hide. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Yangon.
You're listening to All Things Considered.